Morning Watch, living a Christian life and church life under the government of God for the economy of God. Week 3, life and building in Peter's epistles. Tuesday, related verses. 1 Peter 2 verses 4 and 5. Coming to him, a living stone, rejected by men, but with God chosen and precious, you yourselves also, as living stones, are being built up as a spiritual house into a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. John 1 verse 42. He led him to Jesus. Looking at him, Jesus said, "You are Simon, the son of John. You shall be called Cephas," which is interpreted Peter. Acts 4 verse 11. This is the stone which was considered as nothing by you, the builders, which has become the head of the corner. Isaiah 28 verse 16. Therefore, thus says the Lord Jehovah, "Indeed, I lay a stone in Zion as a foundation, a tested stone, a precious cornerstone as a foundation firmly established. He who believes will not hasten away." Zechariah 4 verse 7. Who are you, O great mountain? Before Zerubbabel you will become a plain, and he will bring forth the top stone with shouts of grace, grace to it. Romans 9 verse 21. Or does not the potter have authority over the clay to make out of the same lump one vessel unto honor and another unto dishonor? Related reading. A living stone is one that not only possesses life, but also grows in life. This is Christ for God's building. In 1 Peter 2 verses 4 and 5, Peter changed his metaphor from a seed, which is of the vegetable life, to a stone, which is of the minerals. The seed is for life planting. The stone is for building. As life to us, Christ is the seed. For God's building, he is the stone. After receiving him as the seed of life, we need to grow that we may experience him as the stone living in us. Thus, he will make us also living stones, transformed with his stone nature, that we may be built together with others as a spiritual house upon him, as both the foundation and the cornerstone. We, the believers in Christ, are living stones, like Christ, through regeneration and transformation. We were created of clay, but at regeneration we receive the seed of the divine life, which by its growing in us, transforms us into living stones. At Peter's conversion, the Lord gave him a new name, Peter, a stone. When Peter received the revelation concerning Christ, the Lord revealed further that he also was the rock, a stone. Both Christ and his believers are stones for God's building. By our natural birth, we are clay, not stones. Man was made from the dust of the ground. Romans 9 reveals that we are vessels of clay. How then can we become stones? We become stones through the process of transformation. When Peter first met the Lord Jesus, the Lord changed his name from Simon to Peter. John 1 verse 42 says, "Looking at him, Jesus said, 'You are Simon, the son of John. You shall be called Cephas, which is interpreted Peter. Peter means a stone. When the Lord called him Peter, a stone, that meant that he would certainly become a stone. Whatever the Lord says to us will be fulfilled. If he says, "You are gold," then you will be golden. The Lord knew that when he changed Simon's name to Peter, a stone, he would become a stone. In John 1, verse 42, Peter was told that he was a stone. Then, sometime later, in Caesarea Philippi, in answer to the Lord's question, "Who do you say that I am?" Peter, receiving the revelation from the Father, said, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." To this, the Lord Jesus replied, "And I also say to you that you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church." Here, the Lord indicated that he is the rock upon which the church is built, and that Peter is a stone. No doubt, these two incidents, the one recorded in John 1 and the other in Matthew 16, were deeply impressed into Peter's being. He could never forget those events. It must have been from these experiences that Peter obtained the concept of living stones for the building of the spiritual house, which is the church. When Peter wrote this portion of 1 Peter, he wrote it according to the impression these events made upon him. 1 Peter 2 verse 5 says that we, as living stones, are being built up as a spiritual house. However, we all are clay. How can we be built up? In order to be built up as a spiritual house, we need to become stones. But how can we actually become living stones? We become living stones by coming to Christ as the living stone. We may use petrified wood as an illustration of transformation. Over a long period of time, water has been flowing over wood and through it. By means of this flow of water, the substance of the wood is changed into stone. On the one hand, the element of wood is carried away. On the other hand, the element of stone is brought in to replace the element of wood. In this way, the wood becomes stone.